Skill and playing the part. David's question was reported to King Saul, and the king sent for him. "Don't worry about this Philistine," David told Saul. "I'll go fight him." "Don't be ridiculous," Saul replied. "There's no way you can fight this Philistine, possibly him. You are only a boy." Again, that word, youth. "And he has been a man of war since his youth." David persisted. "I've been taking care of my father's sheep and goats. When a lion or a bear comes to steal a lamb from the flock, I go after it with a club and rescue the lamb from its mouth. If the animal turns on me, I catch it by the jaw and club it to death. I've done this to both lion and bear, and I'll do it to this pagan Philistine too, for he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the claws of the lion and the bear will rescue me from this Philistine." Saul finally had said, "All right, go ahead." This is far removed from the understanding of only a boy named David. Look at what he says. He has defeated lions and bears. Just get your head around that for a second. Rescue a lamb from its jaws. And when the animal, when the lion or bear turned around and attacked him, we're talking about big, capable, strong animals. Look what he says. "I grab it by the jaw and club it to death." Now, if you were to study closely that passage, lead us to believe he headlocks his hand. Grabs it by the mane, wrestles it to the ground, and just pictures. "You boy named David, I don't think so." David was incredibly strong, athletic, and courageous. Thank you.
just met Kim and Mel when they were just newly married. They were attending the church in Israel where I was the temple pastor. And I saw in him a heart. A heart. Son of a missionary, daughter of a missionary, married together with a heart to serve and serve well. She was a builder. She was a teacher. Very busy people in the place in time to serve God. That heart for people as well. They went out of their way to help people. And they always made people a priority. They decided one year to take some extended time off. Kim and Mel wanted to experience the world. And so they traveled. And on his travels, he decided to do a little bit of work. He had a little bit of money. And he was in Africa at the time. Now, technically, it's a holiday trip, but it's also open to see what God might say to him. And while he was in Bali, he fell in love with a young people. And I remember him coming back and crying about how hard they were. He said, I remember this young man, and he came, and he was hammering nails, and he could hardly speak enough. And Jim said, look, why don't you go home? The best thing is, no, you can't go home. He said, if I go home, someone else will get my job, and I won't be able to feed my family. Jim and Mel were apart. It wasn't until a number of years later, after they had tested his call, served more in the church, gone to college, got some training. They finally went to Malawi and reunited and said a lifetime of great happiness. The gospel of peace. When God places a call on our life, quite often the call comes from the back of life's experiences that God has already given us. There are some things to note as we look at God's call today. And the first is that God does not plop us straight into the deep end without first teaching us how to swim. There will almost always be a context to where God has put us. A context to the call. Sometimes we imagine the call of God like Abraham. You know, we read the story in Genesis, and God comes to Abraham and he says, okay, I want to uproot your family and head off to a distant land and I'm going to show you a way. Imagine that there's all of a sudden call and Abraham obeys and goes off and he's known as a man of faith. But we don't know that there might have even been the curse of the back. But we imagine that's what the call is like. But very rarely is it. God prepares our heart first. He gives us a heart to desire what he will eventually give us to do. Then he exposes us to skills and experience that we will need in order to do the job. So we are not getting any of the call yet, and God exposing us to skills and experience, which is why we have to be faithful all the time. We have to listen to God and trust in each step of the way, faithful and diligent in everything we do, because it might be the greatest for the next one. Then he increases the measure of it. Start small saw Australia going around and working out of faith to improve buildings and fix buildings and work with churches. And he shared with me that he was in church when God didn't think to him that God wanted him to serve him. And he said that he remembers being a bit worried about having to go to Bible college and study because he wasn't quite 100% sure how to go in what time since he was studying. And God said, when you said anything about studying, what's your building skills? God had already given him the skills he needed to step into that. He and Judah had money. Notice in the story of David and Goliath, David was just delivering the food. He was just taking food to his brothers on the front line. He just hung around and had people sticking with him. What is there here that I can learn? Future king. You don't need to know what you understand. He is talking about this giant. He becomes angry. This blasphemer is making food his own gods. Put himself in a position where he was unable to take the risk. Observe in churches these days, there is often a trend to seek to move away from ministry rather than moving into. What I mean is that a lot of people are looking to step back in ministry rather than glad to say that it's not the overwhelming trend. But the overwhelming trend here in our church is to step forward. But this stepping back thing, we've got to be careful. Now there are a number of reasons why someone might wish to step back. Perhaps they might be tired. And we all get tired, and we'll be burnt out, and we'll rest for the season. That's okay. Or that they're in the wrong area and they're not excited or it doesn't suit the volunteer. That volunteer isn't the gap for me. I realise it's not me. So they need to step back in order to step forward into something new. Or sometimes they become discouraged and they're affected or they need criticism and lose momentum. And that can happen too. Or they need to be careful that we are always looking for how God wants to move us forward, for how he wants to grow us. And you can keep stepping forward. Perhaps you want to help him. But now God is exposing you to become a leader. Perhaps you were a leader, but now you've been asked to be an ordinary leader. As you move faithfully in small things, bigger opportunities may well come.
Nature.